Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Praline Box, what a lot to talk about today.
We do have a lot to talk about. You know, I always worry, like I said at the end of last week, I worry when the news is quiet, because then, poof, we have a lot to talk about. So where do we begin?
I'm going to leave that with you, but we have to do Temple Mount and the prayer at the wall.
Well, because this is Israel and we read things right to left, we'll start with dessert before we get into the main course. But this just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Ben and Jerry's just making a statement that they will no longer distribute their products in the occupied Palestinian territories, although flavors will remain available in Israel. They say that they believe it is inconsistent with our values for Ben and Jerry's ice cream to be sold in the occupied Palestinian territories. We also hear and recognize the concerns shared with us by our fans and trusted partners. This must be people like Linda Sarsour, you know, who they named an ice cream after. I mean, just saying, because, you know, Linda Sarsour, not an epic, divided or divisive person at all. But just saying that, you know, who do they think that they are actually punishing? It won't be Israelis. It certainly won't be the Israeli government. But it very much will be the Palestinians and the Israelis. And, you know, food is something that is a great unifier. But this is really, really ridiculous on behalf of Ben and Jerry's. And just to remind Ben and Jerry's that, you know, we can make do without their ice cream. We have some rather delicious flavors here, internally.
Okay. That's a really interesting one that I'm going to have a discussion, a little later and, get views on that, because I think there's probably a gazillion different stances on that. But, things really heating up on the Temple Mount, and that's not a good thing, Roly.
Not heating up on the Temple Mount. Things heated up yesterday on the Temple Mount. Calm has been restored. And let's talk about some of the conditions that led to tensions yesterday on the Temple Mount, because it's very important that we have the facts. Yesterday was Tisha B'Av. It's a day of mourning in the Jewish calendar. It's a day that we remember the destruction of our two temples. It's a day that, you know, Jews all over the world fast and try to stay away from things like bodies of water. And I don't mean that in jest. I mean that in all seriousness. But knowing that we would be approaching Tisha B'Av, there were calls on social media by extremist elements for Palestinians to disrupt any prayers or Jews ascending the Temple Mount. Just a reminder that the Temple Mount is still a holy place, if not the holiest place for Jews. It is the site of our two former temples, but it is also a holy site for Muslims, because that is where the Al-Aqsa Mosque is, as well as the very famous Dome of the Rock. So yesterday, about 1,300 Jews were able to go onto the Temple Mount, relatively peaceful. However, there were Palestinians who were throwing rocks towards police, and clashes ensued. No serious injuries. Palestinian Red Crescent reporting that anyone injured on site was treated on site and went. And calm was restored. You know, we are being very, very careful not to disrupt the status quo, but it has opened a debate in Israel that, you know, surely there should be some controlled mechanism where Jews should be allowed to ascend the Temple Mount and pray discreetly or pray peacefully.
Roline, let's just kind of stay on a related issue, Jews praying at the wall, Tisha B'Av. Apparently disrupted by a small group of people who thought they shouldn't be doing what they were doing.
Well, this is it, and this is something that has been roundly condemned by both Prime Minister Bennett and by President Herzog. Jews were praying in the egalitarian section of the Western Wall of the Kotel as part of one of the priorities and agreements with the new coalition government, and some ultra-Orthodox took exception to this and stormed towards the worshippers. This was quelled very, very quickly, but of course it does leave a very, very horrible taste in many people's mouths that, you know, there should be space for everybody to pray peacefully. You might not agree with how somebody decides to do it, but it is their right and it is protected by the state.
Wow, just, and on Tisha B'Av, it just blew me away, that story. Hopefully we won't have more of that. And then something again fascinating, Rolene, UN Watch Ken Roth apparently justifying anti-Semitism by blaming Israel. And just a question, given that name Roth, is he perhaps not Jewish himself?
Well, that has to be checked if he is, whether or not he is Jewish, but certainly not a lover of Israel or Jews. So basically yesterday he tweeted out a tweet, and I'll read it to you as following. He says, anti-Semitism is wrong, and it long preceded the creation of Israel. But, there we go, the proverbial but. Mm-hmm. The surge in the U, in the surge in UK anti-Semitic incidents during the recent Gaza conflict gives the lies to those who pretend that the Israeli government and its conduct does not affect anti-Semitism. So, of course, this has been roundly condemned from everybody, from Hillel Neuer to the Democratic Majority for Israel, to everybody, including journalists who are not Jewish, saying, you know, that's like blaming the victim for being raped. That's like saying, well, she was wearing a short skirt. And it bears the question, would you blame, you know, or who are you going to blame for anti-Asian discrimination or anti-black discrimination or anti-LGBTQ discrimination? Why are you singling out Jews? To add insult to injury, Dear Ken just says, interestingly, you know, some people took my tweet as anti-Semitic. Well, Ken, gaslighting Jews and trying to push away our concerns when we tell you it's anti-Semitic could be why we see you as anti-Semitic. But to add insult to Dear Ken, Samuel Sokol, who wrote the article in Haaretz, which Roth has misinterpreted, said that is absolutely not what my op-ed is all about, and says that, you know, he does not want his opinion editorial in a very left-wing paper like Haaretz being associated with Ken Roth.
Just want to read you a note that's coming from Roland Rolin, who says, to not allow Jewish people onto the Mount is like not allowing a German to walk through the Brandenburg Gate. It's absurd.
That's fair enough, and this is the discussion that is happening in Israel at the moment. You know, this is, surely there should be some kind of mechanism put in place where Jews and Muslims can ascend the Temple Mount in their in respective areas, and peace should prevail.
Let's talk COVID. Your stats again alarmingly rising. Talk of restricting travel. Where are you with the COVID story?
Well, let's get some things very clear. Our morbidity rate is rising. However, serious cases have plateaued, and the government is very, very loath to open up too much in case we bring in the virus. At the moment, it is estimated that about a third of active cases are students who haven't been vaccinated, who've come from abroad, etc. And there is concern that this could spread. So it was debated earlier this week whether or not we should close our airport. Unless it's for essential travel, that decision has been wavered. What we are going to look at is possibly reintroducing green passports for events with people over 100, and maybe restricting the amount of people to weddings, etc., etc. But the Prime Minister has said that you cannot rely on the vaccine alone to prevent the spread. He says that now the public has to seriously follow the rules, or very, very stiff penalties are going to be introduced. And he says police will track and criminally prosecute anyone who is breaking their quarantine. So if you're coming to Israel on quarantine, best stay in your room.
Hear you loud and clear. I only wish we could even get that far, but not South Africans and not now. Rolene Marks, as always, thank you so much, and we'll chat again tomorrow.
We'll chat again tomorrow. No Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
No Ben and Jerry's ice cream, says Rolene Marks.